time now for high school football on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Well, good evening and welcome, everyone. It's Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you tonight on WCDO as we're live from Unadilla Valley. It's eight-man football tonight as the UV Storm are hosting the Oxford Blackhawks. And I want to welcome you in to our Butler Auto pregame show. Of course, Butler Auto Sales, Service, and Rentals. They're on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, also over across from the Kmart Plaza on Delaware Avenue in Sydney. Choose from nearly 150 vehicles on two lots. See them all online at butlerautosales.com. Mike Butler and the staff wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best here in tonight's game. Tim, quick, before we take a small break, your thoughts, eight-man football, we've been looking forward to it for a few weeks.
Yeah, I'm totally excited. I cannot wait. I mean, we've been talking about this for probably since week two that this night was coming and we were going to get to see eight-man football. Well, it's here, folks. So sit back, listen, and enjoy.
It's going to be a fun night here between the Blackhawks and the Storm. We'll take a quick break. We'll continue when we come back on the Butler Auto pregame show live from Unadilla Valley tonight. It's eight-man football on WCDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that is second to none. Butler Auto Sales has the biggest selection of vehicles in the area on two lots in Sydney with almost every make and model available. And remember, guaranteed credit approval at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7 Riverside, Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Kmart Plaza. Shop online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
This year, switch to Morabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Morabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Morabito, where our people make energy different.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Live under the lights at Unadilla Valley tonight, it's eight-man football. The UV Storm taking on the Oxford Blackhawks. Nate Lull, Tim Cutting with you here. Jim Tomeo is our in-game producer back in our Main Street Sydney studios. This is a unique opportunity for us, Tim, as you know, both teams coming in, they've played a couple of games in their eight-man schedule. Oxford is 2-2 with wins over Clinton and Newfield, losses to Elmira, Notre Dame, and Lansing. UV comes in 0-3 with losses to Newfield, Lansing, and Elmira, Notre Dame. But I think the important thing is this move towards eight-man football has kept the game alive for a lot of smaller schools that just wouldn't be able to field the team if we were looking at the traditional 11-man game.
Yeah, it definitely has. I mean, because they have to only have to be able to put out 12 guys in order to do this, and that's a huge thing in some of these smaller school districts to be able to do that. You know, with 11-man, it's 18 kids that you have to dress in order to play 11-man football, so some of those schools may not be able to do that anymore. And, you know, it's really nice that the state came up with this, and they have this option.
And this is a game that, you know, we've looked at some of the scores over the last few weeks. We've been keeping our eye on it. A much more wide-open game from what we're told. A lot of points up on the board. I mean, I look at UV's opening game of the season at Newfield. They lost 60-50. So we might have a lot of scoring here tonight. You know, we've seen a couple other games get up into the 30s, 40s, and 50s. If you're Oxford on the other side, you know, they've had some nice games where they even, to start the season, shut out Clinton 26-0. So I don't know what we're going to see here tonight, but I'm excited to check it out.
It's got to be like, I mean, it's got to be like an abbreviated version of run and shoot kind of thing, you know, or a wildcat, because you're going to see probably going to see a lot of shotgun snaps, and you know, with the backs, with all the room, they only have to clear the end, and there's nobody there. You know, I mean, it's like, it's going to be interesting to see how the defenders set up and everything. I'm really excited about it. I have never seen an eight-man game, and I'm looking forward to it tonight.
I'm excited because being a Tri-Valley guy growing up, going to GMU, I heard, you know, a lot of the alumni talk about the old Tri-Valley eight-man days of Gilbertsville and Mount Upton and South New Berlin and Edmiston and Lawrence and Morris, and everyone talked about what a cool game it was. And, you know, for years and years I've just heard these stories, so to see it in person, I'm excited. I did go up and check out Cooperstown a couple of years ago when they went to eight-man. That's really the only game I've ever seen. So to have a chance to bring it to you on the radio tonight, we're certainly excited. So, again, thanks for joining us here on the Butler Auto Pregame Show. One word I want to pass along. You might be familiar that tomorrow is Soccer Saturday over in Oneonta. The MAC Championships for boys and girls, as well as the Tri-Valley League and the Delaware League, will be going on all day tomorrow at the Wright National Soccer Campus. One note for breaking news that we want to pass along. The Walton and Green boys were supposed to play at 10:15 a.m. tomorrow morning. That game has been postponed because of an outbreak of illness at the Green Central School. So they are going to reschedule that game for Tuesday at 6 o'clock on the turf in Sydney, again, for the Boys MAC Soccer Championship. So if you have some soccer family, friends that are planning to go tomorrow, please spread the word that the MAC boys will not be playing tomorrow. We'll be playing on Tuesday in Sydney for the MAC Championship, and we'll hope everything is okay over in Green. But, you know, back to eight-man football here tonight. Pretty excited because we've seen both these teams the last couple of years in the 11-man game. I'm excited to see Oxford, especially with a running back like Xavier Cruz. Oh. We've watched him for years now. He's a senior finally, and boy, he's a workhorse.
It was a lot of fun to watch. I mean, this kid just does not know how to go down after a first hit. He just keeps his legs turning, and, you know, all the time that I remember watching him play, every time he gets tackled, he's going forward. So he's getting another 2-3 yards just because he's finishing off the runs leaning forward.
One other player I'm excited to watch for Oxford tonight is one of the linemen, Brad Beckwith. 6'1", 245, this kid. He eats, he sleeps, he breathes football, goes to a ton of camps in the summertime. I know he's getting some looks from Division III schools, and he's just got to be a monster, especially in the eight-man game. He's been, you know, on the varsity since ninth grade, and I'm just excited to watch him play here tonight because he's a big, strong, physical guy, and, you know, with this much space out here, excited to see what he can do.
Yeah, I'm really excited because one of the coaches from the Oxford staff told us earlier that he took out two guys on his own the other night on a block, so I'm pretty excited to see that myself.
Well, we're going to take a quick break here during our Butler Auto pregame show, as we will get things set between Oxford and Unadilla Valley. So we'll take a break, we'll come back, and we'll have our starting lineups, pause for the national anthem, and get you set for eight-man football tonight on WCDO.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
It's the little things people do for you that make a difference. And if you like a financial partner who does all those little things for you, then you'll like us. We take the time to get to know you. Here there's a belief in working together locally, neighbor to neighbor, to help you every step of the way in those important finance matters.
SFCU Banking. Easier. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA. Visit us online for membership and loans at sfcuonline.org.
Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center knows all about indoor projects for the home. Projects that include energy-saving steps you can actually do yourself. House Building Supplies carries all the familiar names. They provide the best materials for both the professional and do-it-yourselfer. Walk through the store and showroom area. You'll find many ideas to help improve your home's safety and appearance. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything, downtown Sydney Center.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Gilbert Plumbing and Heating of Gilbertsville is a proud sponsor of local high school sports on WCDO. GPH has been serving the Tri-County area for over 25 years. They offer full service for residential or commercial heating, plumbing, or septic issues. They have 24/7 emergency service too. Need something fixed in the middle of the night? Call GPH and you get a real local person. That's the GPH difference. They also offer service contracts so you have peace of mind. Call Gilbert Plumbing and Heating today at 783-2289. That's 783-2289. Find them on Facebook or online at gilbertph.com.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Lander's Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Lander's Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Lander's Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back. It's the Butler Auto pregame show live from Unadilla Valley tonight, as it's the UV Storm hosting the Oxford Blackhawks. Eight-man football tonight on WCDO. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you. Tim, kind of a strange Friday in terms of the regular schedule. Almost all the teams that we follow are playing on Saturday this week.
Yeah, that's kind of odd that they're all playing on the same day. You know, I mean, usually it's split up pretty evenly, so we can, you know, give you a little updates on Saturday of what we did on Friday night, you know, and that sort of thing. But this one's unique. I mean, it gets us a chance to watch eight-man football.
Yeah, I'm
really excited about it. I mean, it's really quite amazing that this has been around this long and everything, and somebody that's my age has never seen this game, and I'm really looking forward to it.
The 11-man games that will be happening tomorrow include Unitego at Deposit Hancock. We have Suss Valley at Harpersville Afton, Spencer Vennett and Canders at Whitney Point. Sydney is at Delhi. Oneonta's at Newark Valley. BG is at Walton, and Green plays Chatham. They are from Section 2, so that's Green's game against a Section 2 school. That game is going to be at 2:30 tomorrow, and I'm told now that that game is going to be at Fonda High School. Originally told that it was at Cobleskill, so they have changed that even since earlier today. So I'm also wondering if maybe that will have something to do with the illness we were talking about earlier with the MAC Soccer Championship tomorrow.
Yeah, you have to wonder if the Green, you know, if it's going through the entire school, the football game might get changed as well.
Yeah, and I know their field hockey team starts sectionals next week, and they're a very heavy contender to win the Class C crown, a very, very good field hockey team as well. So we're wishing the best to everyone over in Green with the illness that is going through there. All right, trying to get things set here for the opening kickoff. Oxford will receive. They will go left to right. They are in the white tops and the black pants with the red trim, red helmets. UV is in the black tops with the gold trim, the purple pants, and the black helmet as well. Sharp look here for both these teams.
Yeah, real nice looking uniforms on both teams right now. And this is really strange. I mean, it's like looking at nobody's out there. You know, it's really kind of odd. So hang on, folks.
The kickoff in eight-man is at the 40-yard line, so it'll be a squib kick, rolls into Oxford territory, fielded at the 30, up to the 35. Ball is loose on the ground. I do believe that Oxford was able to hold on at the last minute. I believe that was Alex Smith on the return. No, let's see who that was. It was Isaiah Peterson. Fumbled at the 35, but then he held on. So Oxford will start on their own 35 going left to right.
Yeah, Peterson picked up the ball at about the 25-yard line and got it about 10 yards before he was stopped by number 51 of the Storm.
is a little eerie looking out there, Tim. It looks a little empty. But we'll see what the extra space creates here tonight in this eight-man contest. Again, Nate Lull, Tim Cutting with you under the lights at UV. Our first time back here in a couple of years. Caught UV on the road last year a few times. And here we go. Early in the first quarter, scoreless here between at UV and Oxford. And here's the opening play. They'll hand off to Xavier Cruz. Bust to the outside. He's at the 35. Tripped up before he could turn the corner. Nice job by Unadilla Valley to come up. That was Profkin who was there to make the tackle.
Yeah, number five did a nice job and made a nice open field tackle right there on a very, very difficult runner. But he gained 1 yard on the play. We'll bring up second down and nine.
So Isaiah Peterson is the quarterback tonight here for Oxford. Is there at their 36-yard line here, 11:25 to go first quarter. We're underway between the Storm and the Blackhawks here in eight-man football action. And so Peterson is in the shotgun. He'll drop back to pass as a receiver open on the right sideline. Pass is complete across the 40 for about 5 yards, and Jacob Smith is the receiver who hauled it in.
Nice little pitch out into the flat by the quarterback, caught by the receiver, brings up third down and three.
10:55 to go first quarter, again scoreless in the early part of this game between UV and Oxford. Eight-man football tonight under the lights at UV. And a third and three coming up here for Oxford. Let's see if they can convert. Here's Peterson, the quarterback. He'll hand one off to Cruz. Cruz is going to pick up the first down to 40, to the 50, into UV territory, to the 40 before he's knocked out of bounds at the last second there by Blaine Reifenberg. Good run there by X.
Yeah, Xavier with a real nice run on the outside, but he was led by number 77, offensive lineman, with a huge block on the end.
So a nice run there by Xavier Cruz, and you just think back a few years ago when we were calling their games, they made it to the playoffs. They had that double-headed monster between Cruz and Nick Neer, and boy, it's just been fun to watch Xavier Cruz, and you know, it's fun that he's still able to be out there. I mean, imagine if the football program had gone away to lose a talent like Xavier Cruz. So it's great to see. Oxford's on the UV 40-yard line. Here's Peterson. Looked like he wanted to maybe pitch it on the option to the outside, but the UV defense was there to bring him down. Austin Van Dyke led the charge for the Storm.
Yeah, option to the left-hand side, and the quarterback decided to hold on to the ball. Didn't get a yard on it, so it'll be second down and 10.
10:15 to go, first quarter. Scoreless between UV and Oxford here tonight at UV. And we'll see if Oxford decides to keep pounding it on the ground here with Xavier Cruz. They had that third and three just a minute ago. He was able to pick up first down yardage, and they're into Storm territory. Here's Peterson with a man in motion. He's in the shotgun. Ball is loose. He's able to scoop it up. Has to take off to the right side, but UV is there to sniff it out. And that was Mitchell Merlo who got to him first to help bring him down.
Yeah, he had no chance there. When he dropped the ball, the Storm were there in a heartbeat and tackled him for a loss. He'll bring up third down and 12.
9:35 to go, first quarter, a third and long coming up here for Oxford. And, you know, Tim, we've talked about the last couple of weeks. You know, it's a little wet here today with the field conditions. Mm-hmm. You wonder how slippery that ball is going to be. A cold night, one of our first true cold nights. I'm sure it's a little easier to knock it off your fingertips. He juggles that one here on a third and 12. UV is right there, and they gang tackle him in the backfield, led by Kyler Butts, and he was there lightning fast to bring him back, to bring him down.
Yeah, another mishandled snap, and they just broke up the play right off the bat, and the quarterback did all he could to hang on to the ball there, so they keep the possession. I believe they're going to be punting here.
9 minutes to go in the first quarter, scoreless between UV and Oxford. And right at midfield on the 50-yard line, it looks like Oxford will punt this one away as UV is to our right. And back to receive here for Unadilla Valley will be Blaine Reifenberg. Ball bouncing around, it doesn't get to him, and Oxford with Brad Beckwith will down this one at the 20-yard line. So Oxford gets to about midfield before the drive stalls out, and UV will take over going right to left on their own 20.
Yeah, UV's defense really came up big there in a couple plays and got the quarterback for losses, and that made him have to punt. So
8:43 to go in the first quarter. Again, we're scoreless. Here are the Section 4 teams that are playing eight-man ball this year. Lansing, Newfield, Elmira, Notre Dame, Oxford, and UV. Seton Catholic had a team last year. They did not field one this year. So those are the teams that are pretty much on the schedule in terms of Section 4 teams for UV and Oxford this season. And so under center here will be Blaine Reifenberg, the sophomore quarterback. Here on first down, they'll look to run one up the middle. Good for maybe a gain of one. 8:35 to go, first quarter. And it looked like Merlo was on the carry.
Merlo right off the guard in the center gap and got about a yard on the play. We'll bring up second down and nine.
Fast-moving first quarter with a lot of running on the ground for both teams. Scoreless contest between the Storm and the Blackhawks. They'll look to run here on second down with Merlo to the right wing. Maybe another gain of one on the play. So third and long coming up quickly here for the Storm.
Yeah, real quick there in quite a bit of a hole. Now, Oxford did throw the ball one time, but every play so far it's been a rush.
8 minutes to go, first quarter. Third and nine here for the Storm. They're on their own 22, and now they'll have a little room on the outside as they go to Kyler Butts. And he's going to pick up about 5 yards out to the 34-yard line. Well, it looks like they're actually going to say he got more than I thought he did, and they'll move the chains for a first down.
Yeah, nice little run right there on third down. Gets the first down for the Storm.
Well, if you're a UV fan, you might be here tonight at the football game and then heading over. The UV girls are in the MAC championship for soccer tomorrow as they take on Unitigo at 10 a.m. in Oneonta. So a big weekend coming up here if you're a UV Storm fan. 7:35 to go, first quarter. And they'll go to Butts on the outside. And looked like maybe the ball was on the ground there for a split second. Hard to see what happened on that right wing side, Tim.
Yeah, it looked like the running back and the lineman ran into each other. And I think the ball did drop down for a second, but was regained up by the Storm. But they lost about four on the play. We'll bring up second down and 14.
Brady Smith was a little shaken up on the play, I should say, for Oxford. He goes off on the far side. We'll hope that he's okay. Looks like maybe just a quick stinger here for him. 7:10 to go, first quarter. Scoreless between UV and Oxford. This is going to be a second and 10. A little run to the outside, nowhere to go for the UV quarterback, Blaine Reifenberg, and he is brought down. Breaking through there was Isaiah Peterson to lead the charge for Oxford.
Yeah, that was a just no place for him to go on that play. He well defended by Oxford on the outside end in the corner.
6:45 to go in the first quarter. Scoreless between UV and Oxford. Again, both teams keeping it on the ground besides that one pass completion that Oxford had, so the time really running fast here in the first quarter. A third and 15, they go for an option pitch to the outside. It's on the ground. UV is able to pick that one back up with Blaine Reifenberg, but a big loss here as they're going the wrong way, Tim.
Live ball, and that loss was, like Nate said, really long. I can't even, let me see, 20, I'm going to say 25, fourth and 25.
So a couple of good runs and a first down, and then that last four not going well for UV. They're going to look to punt this one away. It's a sky-high punt. Not sure how the Storm even got that one off. It will take an Oxford bounce and settle in UV territory at about the 34-yard line. So excellent field position with 6 minutes to go in the first quarter as Oxford gets the ball back.
Nice job by the punter right there, because I'll tell you what, there was a lot of pressure on him right there because Oxford got through the line.
So we're scoreless between UV and Oxford. Again, I'm really not even sure how UV got that punt off because Oxford was there with a ton of pressure, but good job to get that one off, and we'll see if the UV defense can answer the call here once again. So Oxford will have it on a first and 10, ball on the UV 33. So great field position here for the quarterback for Oxford tonight, Isaiah Peterson. Peterson will roll out. He'll look to throw on first down, dumps one off, and the pass is complete, running out of bounds at the 30-yard line here for Oxford to Evan Silstra.
Nice little flat pattern out onto the right side, and good little throw and catch. Good for about 3 yards. We'll bring up second down and seven.
5:55 to go, first quarter. Scoreless here between UV and Oxford. And you know, Tim, did you ever come over back in the New Berlin days and catch a game under the lights up at Fish Field at all?
I watched games up there, but I don't remember too much about them.
No?
No, but I do remember going to a couple games there.
So Oxford here on a second and 10. They'll hand off to Xavier Cruz. Left side good for a first down. Cruz finds the sideline. He's got some room, and he'll score. A 30-yard touchdown for Xavier Cruz, almost untouched for the Blackhawks, and they lead 6-0.
Nice little power play off to the left end, and Cruz just outran the defense into the end zone, 6 points.
So a 30-yard touchdown run for Xavier Cruz, wearing number 40, the senior, puts the Blackhawks on top 6-0 with 5:45 to go in the first quarter. And Tim, maybe I'll let you explain the two-point conversion. Well, why many teams go for two and they don't kick the field goal here in eight-man ball?
Because with the with the extra point, they can go anywhere between between the hashes. So it's like it's really a strange setup.
So they'll go for two. They hand it right back off to Cruz. Muscles his way through a tackle and in. Two-point conversion is good. So Xavier Cruz, a 30-yard touchdown for Oxford, and he runs in the two-point conversion. So it's Oxford 8, UV nothing, with 5:45 to go in the first quarter. We'll take a break and be right back on WCDO.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance, too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneana. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. 5:45 to go, first quarter. Our first score of the night gives Oxford an 8-0 lead over Unadilla Valley. Eight-man football tonight at UV. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream, as always, brought to you by SFCU. So Oxford will kick off, and UV will get their second chance on offense tonight. Again, 5:45 to go on a cool, very cool, crisp fall night here at Unadilla Valley. And so Oxford will get set for the kick. Again, all the kickoffs come from the 40-yard line in eight-man football. So Beckwith will do the kicking here for UV. And this one will get picked up at the 36-yard line by Unadilla Valley. Looks like Reifenberg was able to fall on that one. A nice kick there from Beckwith.
Yeah, it sure was. Just right over the front line and was bouncing away from the receiver, but Reifenberg did a nice job of recovering the ball and giving them first and 10 at about the 36.
Nice crowd here at UV tonight as they start to shuffle in. You look at the far side as well, a good showing from the Oxford fans tonight as well for some eight-man ball. 5:40 to go in this first quarter, first and 10. We'll have our first flag of the evening here on a handoff for UV. We'll see what the call is from the officials.
Looks like it's going to be a false start against the UV Storm. Should move them back about 5 yards.
You know, Tim, I was just thinking, I'm sure a lot of fans wanted to come out to this one because with this eight-man schedule, a lot of their travel is quite far. They're probably pretty excited to only have to go.
That's a good point.
You know, maybe 25, 30 minutes tonight.
Not that hour and a half, two-hour trip.
I mean, some of these teams are traveling. If you go to Section 5, you're looking at maybe a three-hour trip to the Rochester area for some games. So nice that you're only half an hour away. After the 5-yard penalty, it's a first and 15. Butts will get the ball on the outside for UV. He's brought down after maybe a gain of one. Good tackle there by Oxford. That was Paul Baker who wrapped him up.
Paul Baker said, "No, sir, no way, young man. You're getting outside me." Real nice outside play right there. Turned it back, made a nice tackle. Loss of about a yard and a half on that play. We'll bring up second down and 7.
5:10 to go in the first quarter. Oxford 8, UV nothing. As this will be a second and 15.
Yeah, sorry about that.
No, that's okay. Second and 15 here for UV. Ball is on the UV 36-yard line as they go right to left. And they'll drop back and want to run. The ball is on the turf. Both teams fighting for it here, and they're actually going to say maybe that he was dropped or maybe it was some sort of incomplete pass there.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure. Yep, that was...
Looks like the play got blown dead.
Oh, nope, they are giving them the ball. They just signaled their ball.
Okay, so Oxford does recover the fumble there. Almost looked like the officials had jumped in and called that one dead. I wasn't exactly sure with 4:47 to go in this first quarter.
Yeah, that was kind of strange. I mean, because he didn't, you know, normally when the ball gets loose like that, they immediately throw the little beanbag out there just to mark the spot. And I didn't see that go out. And then the other thing is he never really signaled anything. You know,
right.
He didn't signal change of possession or anything, but then he just did it that looked like he was saying that UV took a timeout.
So a timeout is taken. 4:47 to go in the first quarter. Oxford has recovered a fumble. Basically what happened there is UV went to roll out for a pass. It immediately broke down. Great pass rush there by Oxford. And then two or three guys were breaking through. The ball came out as UV was looking to throw, and Oxford fell on it. And I think maybe what must have happened is the initial guy looked like he fell on it, and then it popped out. I was assuming it was still a live ball. Officials must have said that that's when Oxford had it.
Yeah, they gave him the ball. No, wait a minute.
No, he still has the ball here. with 4:47 to go in the first quarter.
Eight-man confusion.
UV has the ball, and the rush is coming again. They'll throw, complete to Merlo. He's got some room to work with at the 30, 35, 40, 45 before he's knocked out of bounds. And a flag here right as he was knocked out. Looks like we are going to be very close to a first down after all that.
Yeah, I think he had the first down, and now he's going to get a few more because either a face mask or personal foul of some sort on the sideline.
Tim, the only thing I can think of is that UV somehow recovered that fumble and called timeout so quickly that we just weren't sure what happened.
Yeah,
so.
I don't know. Eight-man confusion.
Eight-man confusion with 4:38. To go in this first quarter. Oxford with an 8-0 lead over UV. Oxford will be whistled for a penalty, so UV just a couple of plays ago were pinned in their own end. Now they're going to be into Oxford territory, and with this penalty, they'll be across the 40 to the 37-yard line.
Yeah, that was a nice little play. I mean, that, like you said, I think he did get the first down yardage necessary, but he definitely got it now, and now he's in. Now the UV Storm are in Oxford territory.
So again, 4:38 to go, first quarter. The Storm have kept this drive alive, and they trail 8-0, trying to find the equalizer here. We will have a flag on the play as they try to snap it here on first and 10.
Looks like it's going to be against UV Storm. It'll cost them 5 yards. It'll bring up first down and 15.
So we talk about it every week, these little penalties that when you're trying to get back into a game must drive coaches nuts. Just the little things I'm sure you work on all week in practice.
Yeah, especially if you've got good momentum going after a nice play like they did there, and now all of a sudden you're going backwards.
So this will be a first and 15. Ball is on the UV 42-yard line. They're going right to left. Again, they're in the black uniforms tonight, the gold trim, the purple pants, and the black helmets. UV is in the white tops, Oxford is in the white tops with the red trim, the red helmets, and the black pants. So here is UV again on a first and 15. And they are in Oxford territory. They'll look to bounce it right up the middle here with Kyler Butts. He's going to drive the pile forward across the 40 to about the 37-yard line. So he'll pick up 5 yards or so.
Yeah, Kyler Butts gets that 5 yards back, and it'll bring up second down and 10 for the UV Storm.
So a little more manageable here for Unadilla Valley with 4:15 to go in this first quarter. And, you know, Tim, so far I can see that when you do get to the edge, there's more room, but both teams have done a good job on defense, you know, not letting you out there as much as I thought maybe they would.
Yeah, they're doing a good job sealing the edge. I'm waiting to see one play break out way out, you know, way outside. So
3:55 to go, first quarter. Here's a run to the outside here for Reifenberg. He's going to get the first down across the 30 to the 25, and there was a lot of room to work with out there for UV.
Yeah, on cue right there, called it. He just did a little fake to the running back and then held the ball and took it out on the right edge and got another first down for the Storm, first and 10.
Oxford leads UV 8-0 with 3:50 to go here in the first quarter. We're live under the lights at Unadilla Valley tonight. UV putting together a nice drive to maybe try to tie this game up, looking for their first points of the evening. They'll have a first and 10, and the ball is on about the 25-yard line, the Oxford 25. And so Reifenberg shouting out the signals at the line. Here's the snap. They'll hand off, and hitting the pile hard here is Butts, and Butts is going to pick up a first down across the 20 to the 15. Nice hard running here by the sophomore, Kyler Butts.
Yeah, really hard. He hit the hole just at full speed and took that all the way 11 yards. Good for a first down. Ball just spotted on about the 15.
We did see Kyler Butts in a couple of games last year, and I remember him in that game against BG last year. Had to do a lot of running when some injuries were hurting the Storm late in that contest. So you can see another year he's continuing his progression as a runner here for the Storm. Here on a first and 10, this will be a QB keeper to the outside for Reifenberg, but Oxford was able to sniff that one out. Good defense there by the Blackhawks, and C.J. Smith makes the tackle.
Reifenberg again with the keeper on the option play, decided not to pitch it, and did not gain a yard, so it'll be second down and 10.
Timeout is taken with 2:52 to go, first quarter. We'll step away for 30 seconds with the score, Oxford 8, UV nothing on WCDO.
Finding a contractor that you can trust can be difficult, but not when you rely on Cohen & Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured and offer over 50 years combined experience. From custom building and expert remodeling, including kitchens and baths, as well as plumbing, heating, and electrical work, Cohen and Fraser Builders see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426. Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. First quarter action here between the Storm and the Blackhawks of Oxford at Unadilla Valley. An 8-0 lead for Oxford over UV, but UV putting together a nice drive. They're deep in Oxford territory at about the 15-yard line, Tim.
Yeah, real nice little set of plays that they've got going right now.
Here's the snap. Reifenberg to the outside. Thought about pitching it. Just decides to turn the corner himself. He's looking for the pylon. He dives. Let's see the signal. He's in. Touchdown for UV with 2:43 to go in the first.
Reifenberg with the keeper on the right-hand side. Had his pitch man with him. Decided to hang on and dove for the end zone for 6 points.
Reifenberg was able to just get the extra real estate. Looked like maybe he was going to get shoved out at the line. And just extended the ball. Broke the plane. Dove in. And put 6 points on the board for UV. Nice run.
Here's the first time we've seen this formation. Four wide.
So four wide for the two-point conversion. It's currently 8-6 as UV is going to go for two after a 15-yard TD by Reifenberg. Reifenberg is in the shotgun here again. Four wide. Drops back. Looks to his right. Throws. This one is just a little bit too tall. Almost went to a second receiver in the back of the end zone there as they were looking for Austin Van Dyke. Incomplete, so the score is 8-6.
You know, it's funny because we always say, you know, don't have two receivers in the same area, but that almost worked for them right there.
Too high
for the first one and almost right in the on the money for the second.
2:43 to go in the first. It's Oxford 8, UV 6. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
2:43 to go, first quarter, 8-6 the score after a UV touchdown. So Oxford leading 8-6. UV kicks off, and Oxford will pick it up at the 35 and out to the 40 with Evan Silstra. And he is brought down at the 40-yard line. So that's where Oxford will take over again with an 8-6 lead. Touchdown so far tonight, Xavier Cruz for Oxford. And Reifenberg ran one in for Unadilla Valley. That's the quarterback, Blaine Reifenberg. Again, 2:36 to go in the first quarter.
Yeah, the receiver did a nice job. He picked up about 7 yards on that return. And the ball is, as Nate said, spotted at the 40-yard line of the Blackhawks.
Nate Lowell and Tim Cutting with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Glad to have you along no matter where you're listening, in the area or out of the area tonight. Eight-man football under the lights at UV. And here's a handoff to Cruz on a first and 10 to the 40. Cuts to the outside, 45-50. Still on his feet, 45-40, 35-30. He's going to take it to the house here. He stayed in bounds. A touchdown here for the Blackhawks on their first play of the drive with 2:24 to go in the first quarter. Huge run for Cruz.
Yeah, big 60-yard run for Cruz on first down. Off to the right-hand side. Lead blocker did a nice job sealing the edge, and Cruz did the rest. Took a hit and didn't go out of bounds. Real nice run.
Funny part of that was when he was about at the 25, that was the last-ditch effort for UV. They tried to just get their fingertips on him, almost propelled him forward there as the tackler was coming from behind, and he just turned the jets on and was gone.
And he does not need any help with the speed.
No, he is a very fast runner, and Oxford now leads 14-6 after Cruz scores his second of the night. Oxford going for two. They'll run to the outside. They hand it to Cruz, and he'll punch his way in for the two-point conversion. So Oxford answers the call, and they lead 16-6. 2:24 to go in the first quarter. We'll step away and be right back on WCDO.
Looking for a new local body shop that can fix your vehicle fast and right the first time? Try out Thunder Road Collision and Restoration of Gilbertsville. The pros at Thunder Road offer collision repair, custom paint, frame and unibody repair, and classic restorations, all under one roof. They have a brand new state-of-the-art facility that will get your ride looking great in no time. Check out pictures of their amazing restoration work on their Facebook page. Call today at 783-2290. That's 783-2290. Thunder Road Collision and Restoration of Gilbertsville is happy to support local sports on WCDO.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. 2:24 to go first quarter. Oxford leads UV 16-6. You know, we talked about some of the high scoring. I was scrolling through Twitter last Friday night after the game that we did, and there was an eight-man game up in the Adirondacks. I wish I could remember who it was. I'll have to look during the break. They were approaching 100 points.
Wow.
So you just never know in this game. You know, you get guys like that who can score so fast, like Xavier Cruz, and you can really run it up a little bit.
And the kickoff is really strange because it's like you don't want to kick it too deep because there's so much space behind the front line. You know, I mean, you can just almost get an onside kick by kicking it 25 yards.
2:24 to go, first quarter. Oxford 16, UV 6. Here's a kick up the middle, and this one is loose on the ground. UV touched it. Oxford has it. Brad Beckwith kicked it off. It went right up the middle. UV touched it. It came loose, and Beckwith ran straight up the middle and was able to fall on it for the recovery.
Just a baseball analogy, folks. It just looked like a drag bunt. I mean, he just actually just hit the ball with his foot and ran right behind it and waited for it to go to the 10 yards, and it hit the UV guy, and he dove on top of the ball. So they get the ball at the UV 40.
So Oxford will get the ball back after scoring the kickoff. UV couldn't handle it. A little game of hot potato, and Oxford gets it back with 2:18 to go first quarter. It's 16-6. And here is Oxford again, as Tim said, starting on the UV 40. They'll run it to the outside here with Peterson on his feet. Good for a first down to the 35 and to the 30 before he's brought down there by Unit de la Valle's John Leonard.
Peterson with a little quarterback keeper on the right-hand side. Good for 11 yards, first down yardage.
So 2:11 to go first quarter. So the beginning part of the quarter flew by as both teams were kind of going back and forth. Since then, it's slowed down a little bit as Oxford has really started to take advantage of the run game. And so the Blackhawks coming in with a record of 2-2. UV comes in 0-3. Our two local eight-man teams doing battle tonight here at UV. Oxford leading 16-6. And the snap is high. Rolls into the backfield. Cruz is going to pick it up at the 45, to the 40. Cruz to the 30, to the 25. Cruz is still on his feet. A broken play down to the 10 before he's ripped out of bounds. So that was a disaster waiting to happen. And Oxford turns it into a great play.
Yeah, absolutely. Snap over the quarterback's head and over Cruz as well. Cruz made a nice recovery. Thought he was going to lose yardage on the play, and he ends up picking up quite a few. And now it's going to be first and 10 from just outside the 10-yard line.
I mean, that ball rolled 10, 12 yards in the wrong direction.
Absolutely.
And Cruz did a great job to scoop it up. And when you give him that much real estate, boy, he can just turn the jets on. So a minute 39 to go first quarter, 16-6, Oxford is on top of Unit de la Valle, and the Blackhawks are knocking on the door once again. Here's a man in motion, and they'll pitch one to Silstra on the far side. Great move at the line of scrimmage, but UV stays with it, and they'll bring him down. Good job by the Storm to break through there with Michael Bliss.
Eight-man version of the jet sweep right there to the left-hand side, but UV had nothing to do with it. Tackled the runner for a loss of about 3. We'll bring up second down and 13.
Looks like we'll have a timeout on the field with a minute 22 to go first quarter. 16-6, Oxford on top of UV. We'll be right back. Eight-man football tonight on WCDO.
Gilbert Plumbing and Heating at Gilbertsville is a proud sponsor of local high school sports on WCDO. GPH has been serving the Tri-County area for over 25 years. They offer full service for residential or commercial heating, plumbing, or septic issues. They have 24/7 emergency service too. Need something fixed in the middle of the night? Call GPH and you get a real local person. That's the GPH difference. They also offer service contracts so you have peace of mind. Call Gilbert Plumbing and Heating today at 783-2289. That's 783-2289. Find them on Facebook or online at gilbertph.com.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. Nate Lull, Tim Cutting with you tonight on CDO. Oxford leading 16-6, and my apologies, that last run for Oxford was by Paul Baker. And boy, when they do that man in motion, you're running a lot on the line of scrimmage to get over there.
He lined up over all the way over on the right-hand side, and it looked like he was just going to go back by Cruz, but he just kept going, and then they just pitched it to him.
They'll hand off to Cruz on a 2nd and 10. Bulls his way forward, tripped up at the 10, but slides all the way up to about the 6-yard line with a 1:10 to go in the first quarter.
Yep, and everything about it, and we said it earlier, he's going forward. Never see him on his back.
And again, you take 3 extra guys off the field and give a running back, you know, like Xavier Cruz, all that extra room, a guy who, you know, has eclipsed the 1,000-yard mark a couple of times. Boy, that's a lot of room for him. 50 seconds to go, first quarter. This will be a 3rd down and about 5 to go. They're going to give it to Cruz on the right side at the 10 to the 5. Cruz lurking for the pylon. He's got it. Another Oxford touchdown. 3 TDs so far tonight for Xavier Cruz. The Blackhawks lead 22-6.
Number 22 or 27, I believe it was, for the Blackhawks with a real nice seal on the edge. Gave Cruz nothing but green real estate to run into the end zone.
So Cruz with about a 10-yard TD there, his 3rd of the night. 22-6 to score, 42 seconds to go in the first quarter.
And just in touchdowns, that gives him 100 yards.
Yeah, so he has eclipsed 100 yards here in the first quarter, and he's just done a great job of finding the hole and when it's there, and then he explodes and takes off. So Oxford putting up some big-time points here in this opening frame. They'll go for 2. And here is Peterson under center. Peterson will pitch to the outside. He'll give this one to Paul Baker. Baker is lunging for the line, but he's brought up a little short. So with 42 seconds to go, first quarter, it's Oxford 22 and UV6. We'll step away for 30 seconds and be right back. It's 8-man football tonight on WCDO.
If you're looking for a new career path or to supplement your income, the Sydney McDonald's invites you to stop in for an interview Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. There are a variety of shifts available, and the Sydney McDonald's will work around your kids' school schedules. Apply online. Go to mcstate.com and select the Sydney McDonald's. Remember, open interviews are Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. With locations in Delhi, Margaretville, Davenport, Hobart, and our loan production office on the corner of Ford and Main Streets in Oneonta, DNBD meets all your financial needs. And make sure to visit our new loan office in Sydney, too. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
42 seconds left in the first quarter. Oxford scores their 3rd touchdown of this first quarter, all 3 by running back Xavier Cruz. It's 22-6, Oxford leading UV on the road tonight. Again, 42 seconds to go, first quarter. Tim, a fun one so far here, an 8-man ball.
Yeah, it definitely is, and I'll tell you, give a lot of credit to the young man that made the tackle on that play, keeping Baker out of the end zone. And blitzing, he came up injured there a little bit, but he's stretching it out over on the UV sideline. He walked off under his own power.
Yeah, Michael Bliss was a little slow to get up after making that tackle. Appears to be okay. Looks like we'll see him back in there sooner than later. So Oxford is going to kick off here with 42 seconds to go in the first quarter. Remember, they recovered the kickoff the last time they did this just a few minutes ago, and that set up that 3rd touchdown. So UV going to have to try to hold on to this one as it's a hot potato up the middle. This one is fielded. It's on the ground again, but this time UV is able to hold on to it. So UV just struggling a little bit here on these kickoffs to hold on.
Well, like I said before, it's almost everybody's really not kicking the ball off. They're actually just doing little pooch kicks, or they're doing onside kicks, and on a wet night, it's not easy to pick up that ball.
37 seconds to go, first quarter. Again, yeah, that ball is wet and slippery, and it's a knuckleball coming right at you. Easier said than done to just be able to scoop that one up and go. So kudos to anybody who can do it on any of these Friday or Saturday games that we do. 37 seconds to go, first quarter. Again, 22-6, Oxford on top of UV. And UV, with the ball going right to left, they are starting at about their own 37-yard line. And this will be quarterback Blaine Reifenberg. Snap is low. He's able to scoop it up, throws to the outside. Pass is complete for about 9 yards to Kyler Butts, who hauls it in up near midfield across the 45.
Nice little play right on first down, a little slant pattern. Good for about 9 yards. Will bring up second down and one.
22-6 to score with 31 seconds to go in the first quarter. Oxford is on top of UV. And we'll see. This is going to be some sort of a penalty that's going to give UV some extra yards. Looks like contact to the head.
Yeah, the referee did not hesitate to throw that flag. As soon as the tackle was made, he threw the flag. So I'm going to say it was helmet-to-helmet contact.
And so UV, really, on their first touchdown drive, benefited from some extra penalties, which got them deep into scoring territory. Could be the case here again with 25 seconds to go first quarter. So the ball now down to the 38-yard line. UV will start with a first and 10 there. They're in Oxford territory, but a false start here against the Storm will back them up in the wrong direction.
Yep, after that positive play and the penalty that got them further down, now they're going to go backwards 5 yards, so it'll bring up first down and 15.
So this will march them back to about the 43-yard line with 17 seconds to go, and the first quarter clock is moving, so we'll see if UV can get the playoff here as they trail 22-6. Reifenberg is in the shotgun here, again the sophomore QB. Man in motion, snap is low, they're going to give it to him. Merlo will get to the outside, cuts around the corner, but he only gets about maybe a yard on the play, and that'll do it for the first quarter. 22-6 is the score. We'll step away. When we come back, we'll have the start of the second quarter. Oxford on top of UV in eight-man football, 22-6. For Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Law. We'll be right back on CDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you on WCDO. At the start of the second quarter, 22-6 is the score. Oxford on top of Unadilla Valley. Our special presentation of eight-man football tonight between the Storm and the Blackhawks. So far, so good. 3 touchdowns for Xavier Cruz so far tonight for the Oxford Blackhawks. Here's UV as they switch ends of the field. They're going to have Reifenberg taking off, and he's going to score. Reifenberg from midfield. He faked the handoff, fooled everybody, took off down the left side of the field and scores for UV.
Yeah, real nice play right there. Just a really good ball fake and had the defenders going with the running back, and he just held on to it and took it to the house.
So a 50-yard TD for Blaine Reifenberg. Excellent run. Boy, when he got through that first level, you could just see the real estate was there, and he took off.
Yeah, that's the one thing I was going to say. Once you get through the first level, there's not too much left to get by because, I mean, the corners are out there, but there are no safeties usually, so it's wide open space.
So just 8 seconds into the second quarter, UV now will go for two. Reifenberg, the sophomore QB, will have 4 wide at his disposal here as they go for two. Again, going left to right. Here's the snap, pulls it down, looks for the outside. He's going to run it in. And just like that, it's 22-14. So UV hanging around in this ball game, Tim, with 11:52 to go in the second quarter.
Yeah, definitely, they're right in this game, and you know, one unsuccessful extra or 2-point conversion and one good one gives them the 14 points that they're at right now.
Oxford 22, UV 14 after a 50-yard touchdown run from Blaine Reifenberg. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice where you take your vehicle for auto body repair? And I'm proud to say that since 1961, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We provide honest, quality work performed by experienced pros who have over 50 years combined experience. So remember, no matter what the damage, it's your choice. You choose who repairs your vehicle. And if you choose Sydney Auto Body, I personally guarantee your satisfaction. Visit us at 21 Union Street in Sydney or call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
11:52 to go, second quarter. Nate Lull, Tim Cutting with you on WCDO. Oxford 22, UV 14. UV kicking off. Oxford will receive, and they'll pick it up at their own 35. Running to the outside is Baker, to the 45, to the 50 before he's knocked out of bounds. So a good run there by Baker after he struggled a little bit to pick that ball up off the turf.
Yeah, he did struggle a little bit, but it broke the lanes down of UV, and he just beat him to the outside. Good return, about 15 yards on the return, but they will take over first and 10 at the 47 of UV.
Now, this is both teams we've seen tonight having trouble holding on to that ball, so must be slippery conditions down there for these two teams. And, boy, we've had just, you know, we've talked about the last few weeks, a ton of wet weather, so all our local fields, unless you have turf, if you're natural grass like this, you're going to be playing on some wet conditions. They'll hand off to Cruz right up the middle, and he's going to pick up a first down across the 40 to the 35. Hard-nosed running for Xavier Cruz.
Cruz with 13 yards on first down just off the left tackle. Nobody touched him until he got to that point, and good for a first down carry. Ball will be spotted on about the 35-yard line of UV.
11.5 to go in the second quarter. It's Oxford 22, UV 14. Eight-man football tonight under the lights at Unadilla Valley Central School. And Oxford is on the march once again, going right to left in the second quarter. They faked the handoff to Cruz. Peterson dropped it, picks it up. He's back to the 45, rolling to his right. Now he's going to have to run, and he's brought down behind the line of scrimmage. UV did a good job of sniffing that one out on defense. And coming up was Timmy Postma to help with the tackle.
Looked like it was going to be a little pass out to the right side. One of the receivers had come back, and the quarterback was rolling that way, but he dropped the ball, and when he dropped the ball, it all broke down.
10:50 to go in the second quarter, so they're saying it's about a 3-yard loss. So going to be a second down and about 13 to go. And again, our score 22-14, a close one so far between Oxford and UV. So here is Peterson in the shotgun. Cruz behind him. Peterson will take off and run. He's at the 35, and he's brought down there. Picks up about 4 yards up the left wing side.
Nice little play on that down, and just out to the outside on the left-hand side. Good for about 2 yards, and it'll bring up third down and 8.
Hard to know exactly what both sides are doing, because when the quarterback goes to hand off, he seems to run a lot more to actually make the handoff to the running back. So sometimes they tuck and run. Other times you're seeing the running back grab it from him and take off.
Makes the defenders have to just make sure that they have the right person with the ball.
9:55 to go, second quarter. Here is a third and long for Oxford. They hand to Cruz. He's the guy you want to have the ball. He's at the 30, 25. First down for Oxford. Cuts back to the 20. Rolls over a guy before he's brought down inside the 20 to about the 17-yard line.
Real nice run right there. Good first down yardage, and ball will be spotted at about the 17-yard line of the UV Storm.
So 9:43 to go, second quarter. 22-14 the score. But Oxford is knocking on the door again, and UV has to try to find a way to stop Xavier Cruz here. They have to find an answer.
Yeah, it is kind of strange because, like you said, Nate, the quarterback does take off like he's going to keep the ball, but then the running back like almost catches up with him, and then he takes it. So it's the running back's already at full speed when he gets the ball.
And here's the snap. It's high, but Peterson's able to bring it down. Peterson tries a stiff arm, but Kyler Butts is there. Won't have any of it, but somehow the ball gets over to Xavier Cruz, and he's on his feet.
picks up about an extra 4 or 5 yards. Looks like Peterson at the last minute was able to get it to Cruz, who took off, but there is a flag on the play.
Yeah, not really sure what happened there because I didn't even see Xavier Cruz, and then all of a sudden he's running over on the right-hand side, making a little bit out of nothing.
It looked like Peterson was going to get sacked for a loss by Kyler Butts of UV, and then all of a sudden Cruz had the ball and took off. So we'll see what the officials get together and say here with 9:11 to go in the second quarter.
And that was thrown by the referee, so we'll see what we got here. Oh, he's picking up the flag.
Oh, okay. So they'll wave that one off. And so Cruz ran that to the right side, and it looks like we'll have about a second down and 9 to go after all of that. But Oxford is deep in UV territory at about the 14 or 15-yard line here. So UV trying to stand tall on defense. And so here in the shotgun on a 2nd and 9, Peterson bobbled the snap, throws across the middle, passes incomplete. Flag on the play, though. Two flags.
Yeah, a couple of them.
So we'll see if there was some extra contact to the quarterback there, maybe after he threw that ball.
And UV was trying to run two players off, and I'm pretty sure the one made it, but I'm not sure about the second one.
It's a little conference here for the officials. With 8:48 to go in the second quarter, again, Oxford on top of Unadilla Valley, 22-14. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting tonight on WCDO. Jim Tomeo is back in our Sydney Main Street studios, our in-game producer. A big thank you to Jim, as always. Still no official signal from the referees here.
No signal, but they are talking to the UV captain, so we'll see what we get here.
And so, again, two flags on the play. We'll see what the officials come up with here, Tim. So there is a penalty against Oxford. And so this will march them back, it looks like.
What was that call, Ron?
And we'll wait to see what this call was exactly.
Yeah, that was kind of strange because, like you said, I wasn't sure what happened, but it is a big penalty. Unsportsmanlike penalty on Oxford. So it'll bring up 3rd down and 25.
So a 3rd and long here, so we think it was some sort of unsportsmanlike penalty.
Yeah, based on the signal, what I saw. So
this is going to be a 3rd and long with 8.5 to go in the second quarter. Snap to Peterson, pulls it down, steps up to the 30. He's going to pull it down to the 25, to the 20 before he's tackled there by Unadilla Valley. Coming up to make the tackle for the Storm was Austin Van Dyke.
Yeah, nice little play right there by the quarterback. Got as much as he could out of that play because he was actually looking like he was going to throw the ball, and then at the last minute he decided he was going to run and get whatever he could. He got about 7, I'm going to say. It's going to bring up 4th and 18.
So a 4th and long. Oxford will go for it here as the ball is about the 22-yard line. Again, they're going right to left. So the UV defense trying for a big stand here as they trail 22-14. Oxford's deep in UV territory. Here's the snap. And they're going to tuck it and run to the outside, and UV is having nothing of that. Van Dyke comes up, and he's able to bring down the quarterback, Alex Smith, who came in for that play. Turnover on down.
Yeah, that's a really unique thing right there, because when they lined up that time, they had 3 linemen, and they had 3 linemen, defensive linemen, against them, but they sent Van Dyke from his linebacker spot, I guess is what you would call it, and his job is to spy the quarterback, and he did a fantastic job. Turnover on downs for the Storm.
7:42 to go in the second quarter. Looked like Oxford was destined for another touchdown there. Of course, Xavier Cruz, if you've been listening, 3 touchdowns already tonight. Looked like he was maybe destined for a 4th. Not that time. UV gets the ball back. They'll take over going left to right on their own 30. So can the Storm get back in this game? They were down 22-6 at one point.
Right. Yeah, nice little series right here, and they are back in the game.
So the Storm will go here on 1st and 10. Reifenberg lost control of it. He's able to scoop it up, runs for about 2 yards, took a heck of a hit here. Seems to be okay, as looked like Beckwith came up as well as Silstra, and they laid a good tackle on him.
Tough kid right there, because I'll tell you what, like me said, he did take a shot.
So Reifenberg, again, their sophomore QB, listed at 5'10", 150 pounds. Not a lot of big guys on this UV team, but they're scrappy. So 7:10 to go in the second quarter, 22-14. Oxford is on top of UV, Storm with the ball, Second down and about 10 to go. Reifenberg is going to hand this one off. They'll look to run it up the middle, and it's good for a first down across the 40, up to about the 42 for Kyler Butts.
Kyler Butts with a little run right off the right tackle and got first down yardage. Ball's going to be spotted at about the 44-yard line of UV.
6:50 to go, second quarter, 22-14 the score. And, boy, I think if I'm UV, I want to get Butts more involved every time he touches the ball. He's been doing a great job. But a false start this time on first down against UV will back them up.
That's happened a couple times. They get a good positive play, and then all of a sudden they get a false start or something against them to back them up. So it'll be first and 15.
6:45 to go, second quarter, Oxford 22, UV 14. So this will back them up to the 38-yard line after that 5-yard penalty. So UV again with Blaine Reifenberg, the sophomore quarterback. A lot of this team is sophomore, so the future might be bright here, including this sophomore. Kyler Butts to the outside, works his way up to the 50 before he's brought down by the Oxford Blackhawks. That was Brady Smith on the tackle.
Brought down at midfield, will bring up short yardage on second down, second and 4.
6.5 to go, second quarter, 22-14 the score. A lot of credit to UV. They've just kept chipping away, even though they were down 2 scores. And they're on the march here again right at midfield. Under the lights at Unadilla Valley tonight, 8-man football on WCDO. We're excited to bring this to you. First time we've done an 8-man game, as far as I know, on WCDO. So it's a fun one to bring you here tonight between the Blackhawks and the Storm. And Brad Beckwith ripping through the line here as UV handed one off to Mitchell Merlo, and he had absolutely nowhere to go.
Nowhere to go but right to Mr.
Beckwith. Yeah.
Yeah, Beckwith, right to Mr. Beckwith. And he finished off that tackle for a loss of about 2. We'll bring up third down and 5.
Again, 6-1, 245. Beckwith, a lot to handle here on this field tonight for UV. 6 minutes to go in the second quarter, 22-14 to score. UV is going to throw to the outside. Pass is complete. Third and 4, and I think they maybe got 3 as Butts was very close.
Yeah, this is really close. We'll see what the officials looks like. The spot is going to be definitely short. It's going to bring up fourth down and 1. Ball was spotted just at about the 48-yard line of Oxford.
5:35 to go in the second quarter, fourth and 1. Right at midfield, they're actually in Oxford territory at about the 47-yard line. And we'll see what UV dials up here. Reifenberg is in the shotgun. 2 wide receivers to the left, 2 to the right. Reifenberg is going to throw. Pass is complete. They'll get the first down to Merlo to the 40 into Oxford territory at about the 36. Good play.
Merlo with a nice little catch on the swing pass up by Reifenberg and gets the first down yardage. The ball will be spotted at about the 36-yard line of the Oxford Blackhawks.
Clock is moving with 5:10 to go in the second quarter. It is Oxford 22, UV 14, but the Storm putting together a nice drive here, and you can see that extra room that was available there on that fourth down, a nice little pitch and catch they were able to convert. And cutting to the outside, this is Reifenberg, and he's brought down maybe a gain of 1 on the play. Coming up for Oxford was C.J. Smith to make the tackle.
One of the things that I've noticed, Nate, with this game is that it's a lot of isolation on one defender. And it's, if you get the ball out to your halfback and then he makes that guy miss, he's going to run for quite a while because there's nobody near him.
So 4.5 to go in the second quarter. 22-14 the score. Oxford on top of UV. This will be a 2nd and 10. Reifenberg's in the shotgun, standing on the Oxford 40. Throws across the middle to Butts. Pass is complete. A bullet across the middle. Good for a first down. He's brought down at the 20-yard line. A 20-yard pickup for the Storm.
Butts with a nice little slant pattern, and money ball is right on the money. Good for first down yardage. Now the ball is going to be at about the 20-yard line of Oxford. 1st and 10.
Nice toss there across the middle into traffic. I thought the coverage was good there for Oxford, too. 1st and 10. The Storm fake a handoff. Reifenberg pulls it down. He's going to pick up about 4, maybe 5 yards across the 15 here for UV.
Reifenberg with a little right cut to the left, cut back to the left side, and good for about 6 yards on the play. We'll bring up 2nd down and long 4.
3:50 to go, second quarter. Clock is moving here, and UV has to be careful. still a lot of time, but just have to be aware of it. They're going to throw out to Butts on the outside. He's hammered, makes the catch, maybe a gain of one. And let's see who made that tackle. Paul Baker, wow, came up and was able to knock him down.
Yeah, he read that very well, and it, he was looked like he was shot out of a cannon and made great tackle right there. Surprised that the receiver held on to the ball.
Yeah, it was a nice catch there by Butts to hold on. With 3:20 to go here in the second quarter, this will be a third down and about six to go. Reifenberg drops back, rolls to his right. He's going to pitch one out, and Merlo tries to turn the corner. He does to the 10. I think he's got enough for the first down. Ripped out of bounds at about the 9-yard line, and boy, Reifenberg paid the price there to pitch that one out in the option-style play, and I believe it's going to be good for a first down.
Real nice play right there by Reifenberg, Ren. Just great. Waited to the last minute, and as Nate said, took a shot pitching the ball out to the running back, but good for first down yardage inside the 10, first and goal.
Heck of a drive here for UV, and Reifenberg's going to run it right up the middle across the 10, almost to the 5 here with 3 minutes to go.
Second down and five, or well, second down and goal to go from the 5-yard line.
Clock still moving down to 2:50 to go before the halftime break. You'll want to stay tuned. We'll have our Marabito Energy Products halftime report. We'll talk some more about this contest, games that are happening tomorrow, and the 11-man contests, as all our local teams are pretty much playing tomorrow. UV, in the meantime, is going to take a timeout. We'll step away for 30 seconds. 2:40 to go before the half. It's Oxford 22, UV 14, 8-man football tonight on WCDO.
The Madden family of funeral homes continues to serve the needs of our local communities in Broome, Shenango, Otsego, and Delaware counties. The Osterhout Madden Funeral Home is located in Harpersville, and the Westcott Madden Funeral Home is in Unadilla. The Madden family of funeral homes is proud to support local high school football on WCDO and wishes all area athletes good luck this season. Offering a wide range of personalized services to suit your family's wishes, the Madden family of funeral homes will be there for you. Call 693-1151. Or 369-4122.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
UV out of the timeout, will line up about a second and five. So second and goal, they are deep in Oxford territory at about the 5-yard line, looking to punch it in and maybe even this game up. They're going to hand it off to Merlo. Can he get to the edge? Merlo looking for the pylon. He's in. Touchdown for UV with 2.5 to go in the second quarter. Turning the corner and turning on the Jets, there was Mitchell Merlo.
Mitchell Merlo ran a long ways for that 5-yard touchdown, but good job running to the left side. Outran the defense to the pylon.
22-20 with 2.5 to go. In the second quarter, UV looking to tie this game up for the two-point conversion. Let's see what they can do. They're going to go with their four-wide set. Reifenberg in the shotgun. Just so many different options here off this four-wide set. Again, two-point conversion after the Merlo touchdown. Play breaks down. Reifenberg's going to have to tuck it and run, but he's in for the two-point conversion. And, Tim, we're tied up 22-22.
22-22, and what a nice play by Reifenberg on that play. He took a step towards the offensive line and then just beat him to the outside and into the pylon for 2 points.
2.5 to go, second quarter. We're knotted up 22-22, an 8-man football between UV and Oxford tonight on WCDO.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
2.5 to go, second quarter, under the lights here at Unadilla Valley. The Storm were trailing Oxford 22-6, but they just scored to make it 22-22, so a good comeback job here by UV.
Good perseverance by the Storm, getting back tied here with 2:33 to go in the first half.
So UV will kick off a little squib up the middle, fielded here by Oxford. They'll just fall on it. They're going to have excellent field position at about the 47-yard line, the Oxford 47, nearing midfield.
Yeah,
Yeah, Oxford will take over on this possession, as Nate said, in their territory, but very, very close to midfield. We'll see if we get a heavy dose of Mr. Cruz.
Still a lot of time for Xavier Cruz to work with, and the Oxford offense with 2:28 to go, second quarter. Again, an eight-man football, you kick off from the 40-yard line, and just kind of learning here tonight that that presents a lot of different challenges out there.
It sure does.
So Oxford's going to have great field position going right to left. And here is the snap. They'll look for Peterson. Peterson running to the outside. He'll throw. The ball is incomplete. They were looking for Silstra there, the intended receiver.
Silstra just dropped the pass. It'll be second down and 10.
So 2:22 to go in the second quarter. 22-22 is the score. And again, both teams having trouble kind of holding onto the ball, a little wet and slippery here tonight. Marabito Energy Products halftime report coming up. After the end of the second quarter, we'll break this one down, get you a scoring summary, as it's been a back-and-forth game here tonight between UV and Oxford.